Annie and I are lucky enough to be joined in the studio by two editors from The Alt, Katie Cusack and Luke Stoddard-Nathan. Welcome back to the studio.
Thank you for having
us.
Thank you for traveling here, and hope you've had a good day. Would you like to just start filling us in on what the weekly news from The Alt is going to be?
Gladly, I'll start. This week, I had two Troy stories, one of which is about how the city of Troy really, really wants to win this year's Downtown Revitalization Initiative grant. It's a $10 million state grant. The last 2 years in the Capital District, the city of Hudson, and also Glens Falls won. Troy tried to win both times, but was unsuccessful. One time they pitched the Marina District, which is sort of, it might even come up along the river all the way up to where we are sitting right now. And then the year before, or the more recent year, they pitched the RAD District. And I forget, honestly, what RAD stood for, but it was a more downtown kind of southern by the water as well. But we didn't win. And this year we have redoubled our efforts. And last week the city asked a nonprofit that it controls to pitch in $10,000 to help it hire a consultant to kind of guide the application process, kind of on the understanding that, well, spending $10,000 to hire a consultant to help us like kind of hold public hearings and do all this other stuff to help us try to put together a really strong application to win. $10 million is a pretty good ratio of spending money to potentially getting money. I think last year there were about six different applicants of other cities, and Troy was one of them. So there's not that many other cities usually competing, so it seems worth a shot. So, and then the other story, moving right along, I'm doing this new column where I hang out in local courts and watch things happen and just kind of keep an eye out. And last week, which was the inaugural edition of the column, I hung out in Troy City Court during a bunch of eviction proceedings. And I kind of, so during eviction proceedings, sometimes the tenants will request what's called an abatement hearing, which basically says where tenants will present their case and say, I think I'm entitled to a break on my rent for this month or last month or whatever it is, because conditions in my apartment were so unsanitary, or because things weren't up to code, or because there was a lack of heat, or whatever the case may be. And then the judge will hear both sides, and you know, there may be witnesses or documents produced, and then the judge will make a determination as to whether that is or not, whether they're entitled to a break on rent. And what Troy City Court used to do, but no longer does, is require the tenants, as a prerequisite for that hearing taking place, requiring tenants to deposit the disputed amount of rent before, kind of put it in escrow before the hearing was held. And last year, I found this out because I was sitting in city court and two landlord attorneys, in two separate instances, a tenant requested this hearing, and the landlord's attorney, as the judge was kind of setting up, was doing scheduling, the landlord's attorney was like, oh, are you going to make them put the money in escrow? And the judge was like, no, we don't do that anymore. Talk to county court about that. And what had happened was last year, legal aid assisted with a tenant's appeal, and a county court judge said, city court, you're not allowed to do that, which seems like a victory for tenants' rights people and in tenants more generally. Legal aid folks are really excited about that decision, and so are the United Tenants of Albany, who talked to me for this story. The coda is that apparently this practice is still fairly widespread in local courts throughout the state. Indeed, in Schenectady, they still require this deposit to be made as a prerequisite for holding these kinds of abatement hearings.
So to be clear, mm-hmm. can I ask a question
sure.
on that? It has been the case that you can't even get your case heard until you come up with that money.
It's sort of like a case within a case. It's a hearing to, you know, the landlord has brought the tenant to court trying to evict the tenant, saying, you know, you haven't paid rent in X amount of time, right? And you owe me this amount of money. Judge, please make a determination. You know, let's hear out the facts. You know, let's make this, you know. And then the tenant, maybe as a defense, will say, well, it's true I haven't paid rent, but I think I'm entitled to a break on my rent because the conditions in the apartment haven't been adequate. Mm-hmm. And then, yes, so the case was for, I don't know how long, but in Troy City Court prior to this decision, it was the case that the tenants would have to post the money that was due, allegedly due for that rent, as a prerequisite for the hearing to take place. And what happened in this case that the county court decided was this tenant didn't have or brought like half the money to the judge, and the judge said, "Where's the rest?" Like, where he didn't accept the money, and so the hearing didn't take place. And so,
what happens when the hearing doesn't take place?
Oh, then you're not entitled. Then you can't make your case to get a break on right. The rent.
So this is an interesting situation because from the very small landlords are really feel totally compromised. So, you know, you have two different sides, and both sides are feeling, I'm ruined by this. So it's going to be an interesting thing to talk about. And you might want to talk to the Capital District Association of Real Property Owners. It's called CADARPO, and it's a very interesting group of mostly very small landlords.
I'm sure they have a different perspective than the tenants' associations. Yeah. And then Katie has other news.
Some sort of like arts and entertainment events you can read about in this upcoming issue tomorrow. One of them is a short film that's going to be premiering at Troy Kitchen tomorrow night at 8 p.m. It's called Tree Boy, and it was created by two local filmmakers. It's a very avant-garde performance piece that's become a short film. Very little dialogue, and it sort of explores feelings of isolation and the idealism of different locations and destinations. So that feeling when you're living in a really congested city and you have to get out into the wilderness to feel like you're a different person, and then you get there and it doesn't feel the same as you thought it would, and then sort of exploring the opposite way as well. So it should be an interesting film to see, and you can read a write-up about it. I spoke to the filmmakers for the piece tomorrow. And then also there's a show Thursday night at the River Street Pub in Troy by Super Dark Collective, who's they throw a lot of shows mainly in Saratoga, but they've been doing a lot in Troy, especially at River Street Pub on Thursday nights. So they have a almost weekly schedule there. If you're ever looking to see a show and you're a fan of any experimental indie hardcore, like punk bands, that's your scene.
Is River Street Pub going to be their home base now because One Caroline Street down?
Yeah. I'm wondering, I did read that they are going to be relocating to somewhere else in Saratoga, but they haven't announced that they are going to, where they're going to be in Saratoga every Monday, but they do intend on continuing the Super Dark Mondays that they're having. So we'll have to stay tuned on what they're up to.